It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from our series, StoryCorps. As families get ready for Thanksgiving meals next week, we have a story today from Scott McCauley, who started a holiday tradition of his own 25 years ago. This vacuum repair man in Melrose, Massachusetts, began cooking dinner for strangers.
My folks decided to get divorced. And if you were nice to one, the other one would get mad with you. When October came, I thought, gee, you know, what's going to happen to Thanksgiving? So I just thought, well, there must be some other people that are in the same boat. Why should they have that rotten feeling? Why should they be stuck home alone? So I put an ad in the local paper and offered to cook Thanksgiving dinner for 12 people. People came and they had a good time. And last year, 84 people showed up. What I do is transform the hall at the First Baptist Church to look as close to home as I can get it. I have a fake fireplace. I have Norman Rockwell's famous Thanksgiving picture framed. And the way I test my success or failure is how long they stay. Last year, I had a family show up 2 hours late. He had lost his job, and they had heard about the dinner and wanted something to eat. And some of these people might not have anything, but they always find something that they can be grateful for. My goal is always to have nobody sign up, because that means everybody's got a place to go and everybody's okay. And that's what keeps me going 25 years later.
Scott McCauley at StoryCorps in Melrose, Massachusetts. His interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, as all StoryCorps interviews are. And by the way, Scott will be cooking again next week on Thanksgiving. You can hear from one of his guests at npr.org.